Good morning, everyone. I hit the wrong button, and I accidentally forgot to turn my mic on for a moment there. My name is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That first song today was Thème du Bateau by Henri Salvador, an old, I believe, Caribbean French singer, but he just had a couple years ago, there was a compilation, it seems, called Om Studio that came out. Sorry, I'm like messing with my buttons and levers today because I sort of forgot what I was doing in here. Anyways, all of this is beside the point. Last week, I came into WMFO to play my show, as usual, 1 week ago right now. And the station was broken and it didn't work and I had, like, nothing played over the radio feed, whatever. And I didn't realize that until like 20 minutes into my show. So I'm just running it back with the same set as last week, which was a really good set. So I'm glad I get to play it. And I also didn't really listen to that much new music over Thanksgiving break, given the nature of such a thing. So yeah, that's what's happening today. Anyways, again, that first song was Thème du Bateau, Boat Theme, if you will, by Henri Salvador. Really cute, beautiful song. Very much into that, and from here on out we're gonna get further and further into left field. This second tune today is Devotion by CS and Cream from their debut EP titled CS and Cream. There will be some more from them this week and probably some more next week because I've really been into them. Their music has finally clicked with me in a way that it hadn't really ever before. I like their newer album, but their older stuff is where it's at. Anyways, I'll just let the song play. This again is Devotion by CS and Cream. Expect some more ambient and left field sounds for the next hour here on WMFO at the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
I talk a little about what we've been listening to. As I noted earlier, we had Devotion by CS and Cream from their debut titular EP, not to be confused with their second titular EP. We had, after that, Synthetic, their Australian contemporaries. As a matter of fact, one of the members of CS and Cream is married to Jonine, the lead singer of Hate Rock, who made that song. Hate Rock Synthetic is the song, and it's particularly the version from Part-Time Punk's Radio Sessions, a split EP they cut with Tropic of Cancer, a band that did a lot of similar things to Hate Rock, but I dare say not quite as well. I really enjoy the versions of the Hate Rock songs that are on those on that Part-Time Punk's Radio Session EP, particularly Synthetic and Fascinator, which I am not playing today, but Fascinator by Hate Rock, all-time song. Following that, we had Scented Feathers by John from the record Bagali, which was just recently released, I think in the last year, by World of Echo Records, one of my favorite indie labels these days. John is a Greenlandic artist, I believe, which, you know, haven't heard so many of those. And now we have Song for Michelle by Betty Hammerschlag. She's dropped two great records this year, one of which, oh god, I can't remember what it's called, but I like it quite a bit. It's called Forever Young, I just remembered. And this is from her other one that she released this year called Fake Girl. Both great. Honestly, I prefer the other one, but this one from Fake, or this song, Song for Michelle, is from Fake Girl, which is also a good album in its own right. Been listening to that quite a bit as I've gotten work done this semester. I enjoy her work. I'm gonna just let that play. I'll be back on the mic in a bit to do some PSA talking, but for the most part today, just take it easy. We're listening to music. It's Monday. Let's get this week started right. Thank you. Exact halfway point of the show, as a matter of fact. And I'll talk about the music a bit, but first, there comes a time in every great radio show where I got to read a little PSA. This one's about the Mystic River Reservation. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get a trail along the Mystic River reservation, the most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhoe Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. That's a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. Yeah, so that last song was Chinsky Potuchek Polovichny Chitani by Richter Band. Apologies to my Czech listenership because I don't really know how to read their alphabet very well. But I do enjoy their new agey ambient music that they have put out. So that's pretty cool. Again, before that, we had Song for Michelle by Betty Hammerschlag. And now we have Foam Angel by Ula, sort of someone who's associated with like the new ambient wave, squelchbient, if you will. That's a term that I'm familiar with that I like to use sometimes. But yeah. After that, we've got a little more hate rock, and then we've got more and more and more and more and more. We're going to take a little turn out of pure ambient world briefly before going back into it. You know how I move. Anyways, I'm just going to let the music speak for itself, and I'm going to put the headphones back down and the mic slider back down and do all that. Keep it locked for another half hour. I'll be here.
change, am I changed?
Cloud in your sky, a little rain, a lot of fun, one, yeah. 'Cause then I go overboard, a lucky cloud in your sky, a little rain, a lot of fun, one, yeah. 'Cause then I go overboard, lucky cloud in your sky, a little rain, a lot of fun, one, yeah. Kissing, I go overboard, lucky cloud in your sky, little rain. I will find more to see, yeah. I will see more to find. It's a two-way street. The more I look ahead, the more I see behind. A lucky cloud in the sky, a little rain, a lot of fun, one, kiss and I go overboard. What a day, as our sun peeps around, round the cloud that's in the way, like a two-way street, yeah. The weather at a point will show me what you will say. A lucky cloud in your sky, a little rain, a lot of fun, one, yeah. Kissing, I go overboard. I see you, I touch my eyes, and then the rest is history, one, yeah. Kissing, I go.
Lovely little bunch of songs we had there. We have 15 minutes left and two songs left, including the one playing right now. And we had a lot of music that we just played, so I'm going to try and go over it pretty quickly because I enjoyed very much of it, and I hope you did too. We had Wet Dream by Hate Rock from the record Psychic 9 to 5 Club, their third full album. Honestly, I never really gave it the time of day because I love their first two albums so much until recently, and I do quite enjoy it. It's a really good record. It gets a little bit dreamier than their earlier stuff, which I think is cool in moderation, but I like when they were doing a little like harder bass line, like a cutting guitar type of stuff. I really enjoyed that. But I like all their stuff because they're really incredible, and they've morphed into a band completely unrecognizable over the past 15 years from where they began, and it's all been quite good. So thank you, Hate Rock, for your contributions to wonderful left field music. After that, we had Teresa by the Gabbies from one of their multiple self-titled EPs. Really enjoyed that. You know, it's a great song. Really cute, really sweet. Love it. After that, we had Rain Cannot Change by Eve Jarvis, a Canadian guy who makes music. He made a record in 2010s called Good Will Come to You. And it's long been a hidden gem favorite of mine. Highly recommend that if you've got the time and want something kind of soothing and beautiful. And then after that, you know, we had to do it to him. Arthur Russell, Lucky Cloud, from the record Another Thought. If you haven't heard it already, go listen to Another Thought by Arthur Russell. It's a wonderful record. Lucky Cloud is a beautiful song. Arthur Russell, rest in peace, one of the greatest experimental musicians of the past many decades, and one of the greatest musicians to maybe ever do it? Question mark? I don't know. I really like his stuff. And right now I've talked over half of it, but we've got Les Grandes Lignes by Roméo Poirier from his most recent, not most recent anymore, but his second most recent record, Living Room. You know, Roméo Poirier, one of the greatest to do it in modern ambient music. I missed his show here in Boston last year, and I am so sad about that. I really wish I'd been. I was listening to some of his music on the plane home from Thanksgiving this week, and I was just thinking about how like beautifully textured and layered and amazing it is. So yeah, check him out if you like ambient music. I know I've talked over most of the song now. We got one more song for y'all. The final song from the CS and Cream debut EP titled Paw Paw. It's about 9 minutes long. I'll let it play out and I'll be back on the mic towards the end to make some closing remarks. Yeah, 10 more minutes. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
Just gonna make my closing remarks for the day because we're nearly at the 10:55 mark. Yeah, it's been a good show today. I'm glad I could re-up my set from last week and actually get it played on the air this time around. Don't have too much to say. Good luck, everyone listening on finals and stuff. I know I will be working hard this week on my final papers. Such is life. That's the life of a student. Haven't had time to watch much basketball, so can't comment much on that, but my Orlando Magic have been playing pretty well from what I understand, so thankful for that. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving as well. Anyways, this has been Jack on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, with the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. This final song today is Paw Paw by CS and Cream from their titular debut EP. Really, really worth a shout. Amazing, amazing record. And if you've been listening today, I'd like to say thank you, and I'd like to say I hope you have an amazing day. And if you haven't been listening today, I also hope you have a good one. So, yeah, I'll let the song play out, and after me will be DJD on with the Dance Music Express, so keep it locked for an hour more if you want to hear that. And that's all I got to say. Enjoy the sounds of CS and Cream for these next 3 or 4 minutes. Have a good one.
Everybody.